Evening Audio Boo. It's me here. I'm standing on the pavement outside Cardiff Central Station waiting for a train back to London. You'd think there'd be lots of trains from the capital of Wales back to London, but no, it seems at this time of night they're down to 1 hour, so my train's at 8:25. It's been quite a nice evening so far, though, after work stuff. Went for a cup of tea with somebody for a bit, and then went for a meal and a couple of glasses of wine with somebody else. Going to make the most of the time coming down to Cardiff. Doesn't happen every day. The weather, which this morning was lovely and sunny down here, which is quite a contrast with London, is now rather gloomy and wet. Every sort of 10-15 minutes is a downpour, which then stops and then stays gloomy, and then another downpour comes, and you've got no idea when each one's going to come because it's just as downcast and yucky. Funny sort of atmosphere here of people, a few people sort of drifting in and out of the station, and a number of others, mainly smokers, hanging around out the front. I'm not a smoker, but I'm still hanging around out the front. Seems better than hanging around in the booking hall, really. Only 2 more trains back to London this evening. It's always slightly scary when you look at that point. Obviously somebody there running for a train. Went to a restaurant called Bill's, which was good, actually. The staff were fairly friendly. Well, in fact, they were very friendly. And even brought me tasters of 2 different wines because the waitress wasn't sure which fitted my rather discerning taste buds. Rather pretentious taste buds, maybe. And the desserts were very good. They did their own version of a Jaffa cake. Bit quirky, but very nice. Anyway, so I'm just sort of standing here, waiting. All of a sudden, with all the time in the world, I'm not quite sure what to do with it. Apart from stand here and talk to you lot, I suppose. First time I've been to Cardiff in probably a couple of years. Doesn't change, though. Not much. Got a very tired guide dog here who is looking forward to his dinner, but sadly, as he doesn't know, sorry, big doggy. What you don't know, big doggy, is that you're not going to get it for another 3 hours or so. After we've travelled back to Reading and then waited half an hour and then taken a train back from there to Richmond and then walked home and, oh, yuck and horrid. I'll let you listen to the laughing people.
My wife's also a guide dog owner.
Oh, right. I'm fine, thank you, but thank you for checking. It's very kind.
That's okay.
Cheers. Have a nice evening. Well, that's very kind. It's amazing how many people one can come across who know guide dog owners, have partners who are guide dog owners. I was helped by somebody at Reading Station this morning whose husband is a guide dog owner. It's amazing, sometimes you can stand in places and never get offered help at all, and in other ones you get offered it all the time. Anyway, thank you to the gentleman, whose name I've already forgotten, for being very kind and offering help. Even if I turn down help, I'm always very grateful for it being offered. Right. So look at what the time is. If my phone will play ball. 2006, so trains in 20 minutes. We'll go in a moment, I think. But bye for now.